This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Taylor Swift does not play nice with streaming companies. She pulled all her music off Spotify last fall. We have news now that her album 1989 won't be available on Apple's new streaming service. Neither will the music of some independent artists and record labels who are running into their own problems with Apple. Turns out the company doesn't want to pay them during the first 3 months of its streaming service rollout. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
Apple is a company that's very close to the hearts and pocketbooks of many musicians. They use Apple technology to produce their product, and many make a decent living selling music in its iTunes store. But is all of that enough to convince independent artists to give away their music for free on Apple's new streaming service?
Maybe.
Jim DeRogatis is co-host of the show Sound Opinions on Chicago Public Radio. He says independent labels are right to be wary of any business model that devalues their product. Still, saying no to a company with the clout and reach of Apple is no easy call.
You know, many artists say it's better to have people listening to my music, even if I'm not making much money, than not listening.
But others say the fact that Apple spent months and months hammering out special arrangements with corporate labels only to give independents a take-it-or-leave-it offer just isn't fair.
You're talking about a significant portion of the market that's just dealt with as an afterthought, and that happened again with Apple.
Jesse Van Doom is the CEO of Cash Music, a nonprofit tech startup that provides business tools for musicians.
They're coming to people saying, look, we're going to do the streaming product. We are the biggest corporation in the world. We hold more money than God. And we're going to ask you to take the financial hit while we onboard customers.
Van Doom worries that Apple's move into streaming and away from retail risks killing a really important source of income for musicians.
And I think it feels to a lot of artists really like Apple's trying to make music just another feature of a phone.
I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.